Well, sir, along last spring, my milk was a scarce. I didn't know how I'd get my plow and haying done. And while I was thinking what I'd do in the matter, a fella come along, said he wanted a job. While I asked him if he ever worked on a farm, he said, yep. He was raised on a farm where the land was so poor they had to plant beans with a shotgun, and he got one leg shorter than the other from plowing on side hills. He said he'd been a sailor most all his life. Well, I didn't take much stock in him, but I hired him. I sent him to plowing down in the South 40 with the best yoke oxen I had. In about a half an hour, I heard some of the awfulest language I ever expect to hear. While I went down the field to see what was the matter, there was that sailor standing out the end of the furrow alongside them oxen, yelling at him, "Stabbard, you freckle-faced landlubber, stabbard." Well, I showed him how to turn him around and say, "Gee," and "Haul," and every little while I could hear that fella holler, "Haul, port, gee, stabbard." Well, when I rung the dinner bell, he stayed right out there plowing. I went out and asked him why he didn't come to dinner, and he said he was always piped to grub on 8 bells. I had to run around the neighborhood and borrow 7 other bells and ring all of them to get that darn fool to come to dinner. When he come in, I asked him what he'd done with the oxen, and he said he anchored them out in the harbor till he could get a tug and tow them into port. Well, says that fella couldn't get over being a sailor. He called me the captain, Nancy was the mate, and the rest of the family was the crew. He called the front yard the quarter deck and the backyard the poop deck. He called the cellar the hold. He called the front room the forecastle. And when Mother scrubbed out the kitchen, he said she was swabbing out the cook's galley. Well, sir, when he come in with a hat full of eggs, I asked him where he got them, and he said he found them in the hatchway. And then he wanted to put a rudder and a compass on the windmill. And when I sent him up in the hay mow to pitch down some hay, he stopped and blowed a whistle, said he was piping all hands hail off. Well, when I sent him to fasten down the cover on the haystack, he said he was furling the mainsail on the hay bark. Well, sir, he talked so darn much sailor he made me seasick. And he could tell the awfulest whoppers. Some of them would make old Ananias ashamed of himself. He said his father was a sailor, was shipwrecked at sea, and what had happened was a lot of islands where nothing but mermaids lived. And when the mermaids seen his father, they all shook dice to see which one of them would marry him. And the queen of all the mermaids won his father and married him, and they had 3 children. 2 of them was fish, and the other one was him. He said his father died there, and he got away. Well, I put up with it all till he wanted me to sit up at nights and throw water against the side of the house so he could go to sleep. And right then and there, by gosh, I discharged that sailor.